Good morning. I'm Riley Rosenmeyer.
I'm Marguerite Faulkner.
And I'm Eva Snyder. This is the Bare Facts, where we're getting ready for Catholic Schools Week here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
This coming week, schools all over America are celebrating faith, excellence, and service, the theme of Catholic Schools Week 2022. The week celebrates the achievements of Catholic schools throughout the country. Schools like Garrigan and Seton have higher graduation rates and higher rates of college placement than public schools. They provide valuable service to their communities, keep a sense of faith alive, and they save taxpayers millions of dollars each year.
The Catholic Schools Week celebration starts this weekend with masses celebrating schools in all the area Catholic churches. We'll begin the school week Monday with a special K-12 mass. Tuesday is Student Appreciation Day with a black and gold day for all Garrigan and Seton students.
There will be a school-wide rosary on Wednesday, and we'll be doing a wide range of service projects that day. These include collecting food for the food pantry, helping at the senior center, and delivering Meals on Wheels to area shut-ins. We'll also be sending cards to area priests, deacons, sisters, and seminarians.
Thursday will be an out-of-uniform pajama day. It's Teacher Appreciation Day, and parents will be providing special meals and desserts for the staff. Then Friday, students can take part in a wide range of activities. These include skiing at Mount Cato, bowling in Humboldt, ice skating in Mason City, ice fishing, and seeing the movies at the Algona Theaters. Catholic Schools Week should be a great time for everyone.
Last Saturday, Bishop Garrigan competed in the District Large Group Speech Contest at Manson. Four of the Bears' five entries earned Division I or excellent ratings. All three judges rated the one-act play, Bedtime Stories, excellent, and the Reader's Theater, uncool, and the ensemble acting presentation, We Need a Man, also earned ones. Garrigan's group improvisation was also rated excellent for portraying a trip to the beach when the sand was too hot.
19 Golden Bears now advance to the state speech contest on February 5th. Seniors Riley Rosemeyer, Meredith Tigges, Marguerite Faulkner, Maya Kemna, Ava Eisenbarth, Caitlin Sink, Ella Muller, Isabel Casey, and Meredith Illig. Juniors Audie Crooks and Garrett Hine. Sophomores Brendan Plath, Benji Trainer, Violet Bodie, Ella Schaefe, and freshmen Isaac DeLange, Scott Borman, Thad Kolash, and Molly Peterson. Congratulations, speech.
In the past, most Bishop Garrigan students took driver's education in the summer through programs offered by Algona High. That's changing this year. Now Garrigan is offering driver's ed on-site during the school year. Coach Marty Wadley is in charge of teaching Golden Bears to drive safely.
Related to the new driver's ed program, several Garrigan students have joined the group called SAFE, which stands for Seatbelts Are for Everyone. The program uses education and rewards to encourage wearing seatbelts, driving safely, and following traffic laws. It has been shown to decrease accidents in other areas around the country.
Garrigan students who have gone through SAFE training are Cal Berkey, Garrett Hine, Ben Trainer, Veronica Capacious, Lily Dykey, Abby Capacious, Haley Nemers, Amari Thomas, and Keaton Helliseth. They're working to implement the program to help other students here at Garrigan.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Meredith Illig. Here to tell you about her is Garrett Hine.
Meredith Illig has been in lots of different activities over the past 4 years. At the Winter Sports Senior Night last week, she was honored for 4 years of participation in both dance squad and cheerleading. She was an alternate on the state champion girls golf team, and she's been to state multiple times in speech. She's also active in choir, drama, and musicals. Meredith will be off to college next year, and we wish her all the best in the future.
Thanks, Garrett. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, Monday will begin Catholic Schools Week with a K-12 mass. The mayor of Algona will begin the day with a special proclamation.
Monday night, the JJV boys basketball team will be playing at Forest City. Then on Tuesday, the JV boys and varsity girls and boys will also take on the Indians. There will be a black and gold day at school on Tuesday.
We'll have a K-12 rosary Wednesday morning, and we'll do a variety of service projects that day. Wednesday night, Garrigan will host its annual community gathering, where people can learn about the school and give input towards its future. Speech students will provide entertainment at the event.
Thursday is the Feast of St. Blaise, and we'll start the day with the annual Blessing of the Throats. It's pajama day at school, and that night the early childhood classes will have an open house.
The JJV Bears will play North Union Tuesday night. We'll have fun activities for Catholic Schools Week on Friday, and that night the JV and Varsity Bears will travel to Britt to take on West Hancock. Finally, next Saturday, there's state large group speech in Spencer.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to catch the show again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.